This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado universities will be allowed to pay athletes directly and keep the information secret under a bill that is a step closer to becoming law. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George told lawmakers that other states are keeping exact payments to athletes secret.
In order for CU athletics to compete at the highest levels, we must be on an even footing with our peer institutions in other states.
Media groups reject that argument. Tim Regan Porter runs the Colorado Press Association.
At a minimum, contract amounts should be public, even without names. That would allow the public to see the range of deals, identify disparities, and expose potential abuses.
Lawmakers advanced the bill despite the lack of transparency. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Colorado-built moon rover will not be completing its mission near the lunar South Pole. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the lunar lander that carries the rover crashed when touching down on the moon Thursday.
Lunar Outpost's rover was stuck inside the lander. That's after the lander came to a rest on its side after landing inside a crater. It's a setback, but the Colorado company says the rover was operational and ready to roll if it could have exited the lander's garage. Three more Lunar Outpost rovers are scheduled to touch down on the moon in the next couple years, including a mission to the region called the Reiner Gamma, a lunar swirl known for putting off unusual magnetic fields. The company is also the primary contractor for the next generation moon buggy for the Artemis missions. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Avalanches have swept up eight people in less than a week across Colorado's mountains. No one has died, but one person was injured and had to be airlifted to a hospital in Aspen. Avalanche danger is currently moderate, but the agency that tracks avalanches warns that more people die in the backcountry during moderate danger than on high danger days. On average, March is the second deadliest month for avalanches after February. So far this season, snowslides have killed three people. This is CPR News.